this should be all put together in a in less or more ordered form. Our technology is to based on the meta type 1, and main idea is to collect all sources, because I'm not going to draw from scratch all the alphabets, so I have to take them from existing open sources. Sometimes it's I had to draw my own letters. I will show it later on. Perhaps better is to show the diagram. So we collect sources of fonts, we convert them either manually or automatically to the MetaType 1 MetaPost form. This is actually created at this level. I draw it here just for completeness, but this is the only part we really programmed from scratch. All math symbols and related oddities we programmed from scratch, and these are from various mothers and need special. Each case needed special treatment. Then, from MetaType 1, we produce MetaType 1. I told many times what it is. It's a package over MetaPost that creates Type 1 fonts. We created font Type 1 plus extra data. This extra data that is needed for organizing OTF font, then using our script, Python's script with the FontForge library, we generate finally our OTF math font. So, this is what the OTF math font is. And now, our workbench. Most troublesome, most time-consuming part is preparing the MetaType 1 sources because of different sources. Oh, sorry. Nothing happened. Of course, the main source and the core of OTF file is basic serif font. In case of Latin modern was Latin modern text font. In case of Pagella math, it was Pagella text font, and so on. But additionals alphabet were taken from different sources. For Latin modern, calligraphy was taken not from Knuth's standard. It is so ugly that I couldn't stand it. So I used a pretty nice Euler drawing that is present in Euler symbols. For Pagella, we get a permission from the guy, I do not know his name even. I know his address. I wrote to him. He kindly agreed to use his calligraphy. And for Termes, I decided to draw it from scratch. Please note that it's not alphabet for writing. This is quite different thing. It would be much too above my possibilities. to create a font for writing. This, they are symbols. This font is meant to use for symbols. And my drawing was symbol-oriented, I would say. And all drawings are symbol-oriented, so please do not use this alphabet for writing postcards or visiting cards. Double struck. Latin Modern already was equipped with Alan Jeffrey's blackboard bolt, but for Pagella and Kermes we did our own drawings. I will say a few words about this later. Greek lowercase. Knuth provides only italic letters, so we have to straighten it. But in the case of Knuth, I wanted to be as compatible as possible with this, with his version. So for side bearings, I had to recalculate for this. I used CM sources, just written to the log, respective side bearings, and used them for straightened letters. Sometimes manual tuning was necessary because simple slanting was not enough.
Why didn't you use the existing supplement for Computer Modern done in Metaphone of the whole Greek alphabet? I think it was very, very good. I cannot recall the name. There are several versions, but the first one was GRREC. Also Arulambu had some version of this Greek alphabet. Because, you know, if you take Knuthian italic pi, it couldn't be unslanted. It's quite different letter.
This needed a little bit playing around. I wanted to stay within one source, if possible, yeah? Just to keep homogeneity of the, I do not know. This choices are tentative. Maybe if I will check, maybe your idea is good, and then I will replace Greek by other one. For Pagella.
I think the problem with the Greek supplement fonts is that they are made for Greek text and not for Greek math, and so they do not match the Computer Modern Greek math characters.
I think they were done to match Computer Modern in general, and there is also Type 1 version for a long time.
Need checking. Okay.
I think it's for checking.
For Pagella, I got a permission from Diego Puga. I like it. His design is a little bit crazy, but for symbols, again, it's okay for me. For Termes, I couldn't find the proper alphabet, so I had to draw my own, basing on Termes, which has, don't say it to anybody, original Termes has very ugly Greek. But this can be, this the Greek from math can be now transferred to the text. Next, this is not the end of Greek Odyssey, because bold sans serif need to have, according to specification mentioned, need to have Greek. So I had to provide bold Greek sans serif. This was based on Knuthian again, sources, more later about it. For Pagella, we took simple sans serif from Deja Vu, and so there was not problems here. And for Termes, I decided to improve text Termes, Greek, which is equally ugly at the moment. Hebrew. I was not satisfied with existing Hebrew characters, so I made a little study on this. I went through several, I would say, guides, handbooks, even. So, and this resulted in four characters. Again, they are only symbols. They are not Greek letters for writing letter, Greek, Hebrew, sorry, text, especially that there are only four of them. Fracture. This I was not able to draw from scratch. I urgently needed some sources. For Latin Modern and Pagella, we decided to use Euler. And for Termes, we got the permission from Peter Ziegel, who was very kind to say, okay with me. Mm-hmm. That's or maybe one word more.
Oh, yes.
Three words, or I do not know.
Plenty replied in one line.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps we will seek for two more fracturas for Scola and Bonn, and later on I will say more. Now, detailed example. We just wanted to use Knuth metafont code for generating the old lines to be honestly compatible with Professor Knuth. It was utopia. Greek, Knuth, Greek letters were apparently not tuned against sans serif. They were just metaphone sources were used to create serif variant of it. Moreover, we hoped that Luigi's engine can be usable for that. But the outline created by Luigi's MF Lua, otherwise marvelous tool, was unusable for us. That does not mean that Luigi's work is unusable for us and is unusable in general, but in this particular case we had to abandon this path. So what did we do? We retrieved from metaphone sources the basic skeleton of the letter. We knew, of course, from sources also the pen that is to be used for drawing bouldering. This is what the way Knuth did characters, draw the skeleton and then used pen to make it a bit thicker. So we first manually removed this all parts, we glue them into one. This is the first stage. Next, we expanded stroke as it's called. The first stage cannot be done using any existing engine automatically. Neither FontForge nor FontLab nor photographer can deal with such a case. So only manual, and unfortunately also not metatype one. Although it should be done automatically, but at the moment we are not able to provide such an engine that is capable to deal with such cases. So we transformed this bunch of paths into proper outline, then we expanded stroke, removed the inside path, we obtained something like that. And this was, of course, not satisfactory. The inner bar is too thick, apparently. So we narrowed it a bit and removed. Oh, here you can see that one node was too close, so we removed it. And this was, it looks like a lot of work, but it was not. It took a few days to prepare two alphabets. With normal, regular would be simpler because there is no pen outline. Pen outline makes it difficult. Next example, double strap. Alan Jeffrey's solution is open to doubt. I do not know what do you think about his double struck that is used for many years with tech, but okay, I accepted that it is used, yes. So I will not kick against the prick. Let it stay. Maybe someday we also change our mind and provide another or as an alternative. But for Pagella and Termes, we wanted to have double struck fitting optically to the main font. And how we did it? Our first idea was silly, to use bold and draw the outline just. But it didn't work. The simplest way, and not very much time consuming, the both alphabets took me some 2 weeks to prepare them. First, we had to transform manually the original outline to such an outline that has zero thickness when it's optically advisable. Then we expanded stroke, getting a lot of strange curves. Then partially manually, partially automatically, the overlaps were removed, and the result was quite nice. This was one of the worst characters, of course, because there are finally not many curves. This doesn't mean that I'm fully satisfied with the result, but I didn't want to spend a year on this. But a lion's share of of the whole font was programmed from scratch. Circa 25% of characters, that is 1,000, it's nothing in comparison with Johannes' work, who provided 4,000 of Guinness. But still, it's something. It's more, for example, in the case of Latin modern, it's more than was provided by AMS fonts. By far more. And it is the place which is, it is the area which is really interesting for us, because it's programming, it's designing, it's developing engines and so on. Therefore, I will speak about this subject rather shortly, because I could speak and speak and speak and speak and speak. Very important point. Knuth did, in my opinion, mistake trying to control the whole shapes using a few dozen of parameters. Actually, he did some cheating. For example, sans serif is just another font programmed within the main, because there are a lot of ifs. If sans serif, then if serif, then other. So it's actually another font. But we decided that it's perfectly admissible to have different code, basic code for different fonts. In some details. Of course, there is a main base of macros, but parameters are not sufficient to define subtleties of different fonts. Parameters are enough to specify such things like rounded corners or incised corners or sharp corners. Now, this can be done with parameters, okay, and appropriately general corner procedure. Yeah? But it turned out that with arrows, it's not so simple, because we have to find intersection points here. We have to remove scraps of curves, and it was much easier to just reprogram the module for drawing arrowheads than to write a general module for arrowheads, for any arrowhead that can appear in the world. Yeah, so we have arrowhead for Latin modern, arrowhead for Pagella math, and arrowhead for Thermos. They differ really slightly, so modifying is simple, but providing a module that is controlled by parameters would be very difficult, and difficult in using. Because after a year or so, you don't remember what parameter controls.
And which combination is allowed.
And which is not. Ah, możesz od razu puszczać. And here you have, by the way, printouts of the three fonts, just a sample of the fonts in question. The problem we have, and you have, and everybody has, is with documentation. We still painfully miss a proper documentation that could be publicly released. this refers both to font and to the engine. And I could say that it's our fault, but it's not so simple. Of course, we try to make our notes whenever possible, whenever feasible, whenever possible. And without these notes, we would be lost. We would never could reuse our code. And the basic tool is, of course, MetaType 1 with its preview facility, which was particularly useful for programming Latin modern symbols, because I will show in a moment a few pictures. We could use stencils in the background just to compare proof shapes and our shapes. For example, here. Oh, Piotr Ściemniej. Dark. Wait a minute. I have some quarter.
Doesn't
help?
I don't see if it helps.
Aha. Aha. But obvious. Okay. This gray fill comes from the stencil in background. The blue, light blue, means that this character was taken from Knut standard. We had another possibility was to compare it with our previous version. This was green fill and green background. So you can see that we changed a bit the slope of this kind of thing. We were able to control what is changing. Another case was situation where there was no glyph to compare here. Another situation where we had to compare our solution with the ASM, for example. The ASM symbols we displayed as brown, reddish brown, with light brown, light red background. So without that, we couldn't move a pace forward. But coming back to our how they in France they are talking revenons à nos moutons, coming back to our subject, other method of documenting, of working, of testing was needed a few engines existing within our reach. Luate, Zite, FontForge, Microsoft Word. What is possible, what was possible we could use? For example, a few pictures again. This is a printout comparing Luate, Zite, Microsoft Word, and math formulas for Pagella, Latin Modern Math, and so on. The result of comparison is not important here. Important is that we try to see how it works. Another example. This is ours, comparing file. We compared our font, my font, that's what M, Latin Modern, Asana, Cambria, Lucida, and SIDS. again, details are unimportant, but the main idea that we took glyphs from all fonts and put them together. If you can see the question mark, they mean that there was not such a character in a given font. Another tool. Everybody recognizes perhaps FontForge here. This is very important tool for looking into the font. For working with font is not so handy, I would say. But for looking into font for batch processing is marvelous tool. And of course, Microsoft Word also. This is our testing page for Microsoft Word to see whether our forms are able to produce proper formulas. You can see that the formulas are a bit silly, but this is not the point here. But the main problem is, what documentation is needed? Which documentation is needed? The answer is simple. No idea. And that's honestly true. We don't know how to write such a documentation for such a complex, involved creature like fonts and the engine that creates it. But anyway, we have to come up with a solution. Although you can see that the problem is not even posed, but lies, flatly. Yeah. So, let's better talk about something simpler, about the future. It's easier to... The fonts we prepared should be already on the web page of conference. And of course, this is not the official release. We want to give them a grace period, and then after a month, I believe that not longer, we will release officially all three fonts on the website of Boost, on CTAN. In particular, one of the changes that will happen is different treating of all arrow. That we, after discussion with Hans, thank you for suggestion. We decided that all arrow that can be assembled from pieces should be. This is the possibility of OTF file, that actually any glyph can be assembled from pieces, horizontally or vertically. Problem is that not all engines are able to interpret this. For example, in tech, you automatically get growing square root, growing braces, but not integral, for example. And integral also can be, in principle, can be growing, but there is no mechanism in tech that allows you to do so. Maybe defining integral as a delimiter or so. It's crazy. Anyway, Hans suggested, and rightly, that such a possibility should be, and the rest is up to engines. In the next year, having our engine running, we want to release next two fonts from the Tejgayer family. And what we will do in the far future depends much on the demands of the of our society, of our of people from Lutz. So let's meet before lunch for to talk about the future of fonts. And of course we are really grateful to all people who helped us, to all groups who helped us, and people I could, perhaps the half of the hall I could name: Ulrich, Hans, Taco, Luigi, Johannes, all the people who helped us with their suggestions, with their doubts, with their criticism. This is really enormous power supply, I would say, for me, and for us. Oh, thank you for your attention, and maybe me. Thank you. Questions? God forbid.
Are there questions?
If they are, you can ask me.
We will meet again before lunch, eh? Yeah. So all the questions can, of course, also brought up.
Because I went very fast through the subject. Perhaps there are some questions that are more to talk than to ask. Talk about them.
Yes. But that's good. Thank you very much for this nice presentation, which shows how complicated all this mass stuff is and what kind of tremendous work our Polish friends have done over the past years in the home offices. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.